Let's go to racing now. Josh Parr is joining us to talk about Newcastle today and also about a horse that trialled yesterday. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Great viewing today for us because the first four races are on this new course proper. I know you've ridden in trials. What sort of feel did it give you?
It gave a great feel. It's really exciting to be back on the course proper at Newcastle. At the trials, it raced really well in the trials. Put it this way, I think it was rated about a 5 that day that we trialled on it, and the remainder of the trials that were on the Beaumont track, it was rated a 9. So that goes to show you just how well it handled the rain that particular day. And how well it handled the horses galloping over it.
One thing that we watched on the old track was the camber, that it was regarded as the word they use, negative, that it wasn't comfortable for horses. Obviously, now what they've done the horses will love it.
Yeah, that's correct. There's no secret that the Newcastle course proper was well and truly outdated. It needed a serious makeover. And for such a great race course, it was let down by that particular aspect of the track. So with the new shaping of the track, the camber is absolutely beautiful. The grass is perfect. The team, Peter Birch and his team up there at Newcastle, they deserve a pat on the back with how it was presented last week, and I can only assure it'll be very similar today.
You've got rides and races 2 and 3 on the course proper. You've got 4 there today. What's the best for our listeners following Josh Parr today, mate?
Very interested in the first starter for Brooke Summers, Excelsior. He's been trialling well in good company. He's a fast horse. He's a big, strong horse. He just needs to keep his head today. He can be a bit of a lad, so to speak. So if he brings his manners and his best ability, he'll be hard to hold out.
Righto, that's in the second race. Now, just before we let you go, massive set of trials yesterday. You rode a horse called Hugo Foscalo for Waterhouse and Bott. This horse seemed to go pretty good.
Didn't he ever? He was in a very hot field. We thought we'd just come out nice and neutral on him, let him travel wherever he pleased, whether that be in front, midfield or back, and just let him work to the line on the bit. He was able to show really good speed. He put his head on his chest and travelled like a real professional. I didn't let him off the bit, and as anyone would have seen if they tuned into the Sky Thoroughbred Central to watch the trials, he was very impressive.
He was. He's come from New Zealand, now Waterhouse and Adrian, that's Gay and Adrian Bott, have taken over training. The horse has won 5 from 6. I'm a bit unsure. I did text Gay this morning just to see what the plans might be going forward. It's only had the one trial, but interesting to see how far it can get into the autumn carnival.
Yeah, my word. I think it's all about testing the waters with this horse at the moment. He's obviously new to the stable from a different country, but he's an exciting prospect.
Yeah, he is. Well, watch for him for sure. All right, mate. Well, the horse you mentioned for Brooke Summers in that second race was scratched from Warwick Farm tomorrow to run today, so that gives us a further line. He just needs to behave.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew.
Good luck to you, mate. Hope it all goes well on the new course proper today, mate.
Always a pleasure.
Good on you, Josh. Josh Parr joining us there with the very latest on the first 4 races today on this brand new track at Newcastle. There's an 8-race card. The first 4, the course proper. Race 4 is run at 3:10. And then there's a break of over an hour because they've got to get the winning post back onto the Beaumont track. So the last 4 are on the Beaumont and the first 4 are on the course proper. Andrew Giorgio, it's an exciting time for Newcastle because they've done a lot of work to prepare to have this new track underway today.
Yeah, that's right. And interesting to see how they sort of manage, you know, doing half the program on one surface and then half on the other. But that horse that Joshy was talking to us about, Excelsior, a $10 chance, Benz. And I can tell you that of the early money we have taken, it is the best backed runner in that race. So interesting to see. Excelsior might be worth having a few bob each way.
Okay, so that's in race 2 today.